Oh, hi, Tom Allen here. Just before the episode begins, I wanted to let you know that I've got a new book coming out. It's my first novel, and it's called Common Decency, and you can pre-order it right now from all good retailers.
Hi, guys, Susie here. I've been lucky enough to read it, and it's absolutely bloody brilliant. I'm so proud of him. Pre-order it now.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everyone.
Tom, very nice. Is that a pale blue stripe on a white shirt?
Oh, thank you for noticing that. Yes, it is.
With brown, which I know is a favourite of yours.
I love blue and brown together, like your lovely cardigan. Yeah. And I thought about doing that in the kitchen, actually. But I think I'm going to go for a red rather than a brown.
Sure, sure. The blue and red, we spoke about it. We spoke about it. I'm positive.
Yeah. And I found a lantern sort of light to go over the work surface.
Thank God.
Which is, thank God. I know the listeners are desperate to know. And it's in brass and it's kind of quite...
Brassy.
It's very brassy and it does have an air of Beauty and the Beast about it.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing, actually, when you think about it. I've already got a rose in a cloche, so we're halfway there.
Yeah, and no one's allowed in the West Wing, are they?
No one dares go there.
Absolutely not.
That's the lantern. Is it a bit? I'm showing it to you.
Oh, no, I like that enormously.
Yeah?
Oh, see, when you said lantern, I sort of thought it more of as a lamp, but it's actually a light fitting.
It's a light fitting, yeah.
It's really nice. But would you put on the top light?
Well, do you know what? In that instance, I would allow it in the kitchen on a low dim.
Would you put it, is it going to be above the kitchen island?
Indeed.
Well, you need it for when you're doing chopping and things.
For the intense chopping that I do.
Yeah. How are you with chopping? Can you do the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch?
No, not as well as I'd like. And I've got a new chopping board and a nice knife I could use. Mm. But I don't chop. I couldn't chop an onion quite as fast as I'd like to be able to.
Well, you know, we all
got to have a dream.
You know, you've got to keep the dream alive.
You know, by the way.
Yeah.
Have you watched, are you a fan, Suze, of The Comeback? With Lisa Kudrow.
I haven't watched it, but you're the second person to tell me to watch it.
The new series is so intensely funny, I think. And also funny and also like heartbreaking. It's quite an extraordinary performance. Like
from Lisa Kudrow.
From Lisa Kudrow playing Valerie Cherish, who she's always like, you know, okay, that's right, okay. Like she's always trying to be relatable to people. She's quite ego-driven, but then at the same time, whilst you can find that very irritating, she then does something that's like heartbreakingly sad and then, or very human and very, it's just really wonderful.
So the idea is that she's trying to have a comeback.
Yeah, she's a sort of ex-sitcom star. So I think Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, okay, they're a...
drawing on that world.
Sure.
But a much more egotistical performer than I think Lisa Kudrow is. But sure. But she's very sort of driven. And there's three series. The first one was she was trying to make a comeback as a sitcom star whilst making a reality TV show. Then the second one, she was a reality star. And this one, she's now doing a series. She's doing a sitcom again, but it's got AI involved, but she's trying to hide it from everybody.
Okay.
It's very silly. Very silly.
Yeah, I do think I'd like that.
I think it's very much up your street. You've not seen any?
No.
I mean, I would say you watch it from the beginning, but there are bits of it where it feels close to the bone. Like, it's
oh, really?
Kind of, it's like, well, I'm an egotistical person. I found it close to the bone of like, there's one very funny bit in the first series when she takes all the writers in of homemade cookies and it goes wrong. It's
oh, very, no.
Like, but she's always trying to be like...
She's trying.
She's always trying.
And isn't that such a lovely trait?
It's such a lovely trait. Such a lovely trait. So that's my recommendation.
How are you? Have you had a busy week?
I'm good, thanks. It's been quite busy. We've been doing some filming in the garden.
Very nice.
And we've been, just sort of keeping on top of things. How have you been doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. I mean, I think we can let the listener behind the curtain to say we are recording at the end of when you get this last week because you're having a little holiday.
I'm having a holiday, but please don't rob my house.
Well, everyone knows about those new knives.
That's it. So be careful. I've positioned them in very precarious places.
But You're going to Gran Canaria?
I am going to Gran Canaria, and I look forward to reporting back to the listeners about that. I didn't realise we're not staying in the middle of the kind of the gay scene.
It is gay though, isn't it?
I think there's a sort of gay scene there in, I think, Maspalomas, I think.
Okay.
But we're not staying directly there, but it is very commutable.
Sure.
And at the time of recording it, Alpha's alerted me to the fact that we will be there. And this is quite coincidental, at the same time as the Pride Week that they have there, which I understand is quite the party. So
great. Are you going to take some short shorts?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, I haven't got the legs like Alpha Scott, you know.
You've got good legs.
Oh, thank you.
We've got a whole episode called Get Your Lallies Out.
True that. Yeah, maybe I shall. Maybe I shall get out my legs, yeah.
You should.
Nothing beats a short, right?
Oh. I mean, I think there are very few straight men that get away with very short shorts.
Yeah.
But I think if you've got the lallies, you can do it.
I think get them out. Yeah, absolutely.
Get them out.
Get them out. And the show thing them is, off. When we say this, I just think, you know, actually, when are we ever happy with ourselves? Why won't we allow ourselves to be just happy with ourselves?
Well, of course, yeah. Regardless of how you feel about your lallies, get on some short shorts.
If you want to wear the short shorts, wear the short shorts. And it's only the voice in our head as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, because everyone's thinking about themselves.
Everyone's thinking about themselves. I've never ever thought about anybody, oh, they shouldn't wear those shorts or whatever. I've never ever thought that.
Do you know what? I have become someone that says girls wearing their skirts too short for school. I go, oh, come on, that skirt, that's a belt.
Yeah. I think that is something that
the secondary school that's near us, I think, my goodness, come on, girls. You don't need to roll it up that high.
I think that is something that every generation, I think, has done that.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I used to roll my skirt up. Of course, before we were allowed to wear trousers. And I had a pleated skirt, so it would really fuck with the pleats.
Could you wear culottes at your school? That was what our school.
No, but I do like culottes.
A culotte, yeah, lovely. Yeah, it's a sort of like a sort of baggy trouser, isn't it, in a way?
Well, it is, yes. But if you put your legs together, it looks like you're wearing a character skirt.
Which, you know, I'm obsessed with.
Well, yeah, are you going to take a character skirt with you?
Maybe I should take a character skirt with me to do some character work whilst I'm in Canarian sun. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should. That would be an ample opportunity.
Wouldn't it just?
Oh, yes. Maybe do some Lorca.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Yerma or something like that.
Yes. Blood Wedding?
Blood Wedding. Yes, I seem to remember that being bandied around.
Yes. I don't remember anything about it, but
me
remember.
Neither.
Very important person.
Very important, very dramatic. Yes.
He was gay.
No.
Yes.
With a play like Blood Wedding.
Oh, come on. They're all gay.
Everybody.
I think we're getting niche.
Do you think we're finally finding our niche?
I think talking about Lorca is quite specific.
You know, but then I think it is, but then I sort of have to remember that, of course, a lot of people our age did do GCSE drama, and that would have been one of those things that...
I think a lot of the people that listen to this did GCSE drama. Even a BTEC.
Oh, I would love to talk to those people.
I did a BTEC.
Did you? In performing arts?
Yes.
Did you love it?
Yeah, of course.
So that covered everything, a bit of everything?
A bit of everything. Yeah, a bit of everything. It's what I did at drama school. I didn't get a degree, so...
That was a BTEC. Yeah, before...
That was a BTEC in performing arts.
There's pros and cons, isn't there, to the whole degree, not degree thing for drama
degree
training,
or not degree?
Oh, my goodness. That is weird. That's good.
That's good. Do you like?
Susie, we should record in the afternoon more.
You're trying to say I'm not as funny in the morning.
You are funny in the morning. No, that's not what I meant. But I just thought that was a real zinger.
Thanks. But yeah, a bit of everything. Not a lot of use now, if I'm honest, you know.
Well, I mean, hello.
But how can we say?
Year 8 geography, has that been useful to you?
No. Other than the only thing I can remember from geography is that camels have long eyelashes so they don't get sand in their eyes.
Well, that is useful to know.
Well, that's okay, because if you ever see a camel in the desert and you think, oh, I hope his eyes are okay, I can confirm to you they probably are because they've got these long lashes.
Or if he's making eyes at you, you think he's flirting with you. No, he's just getting rid of the sand.
Well, yes, of course. But in fact, just getting the sand out of the eyes. Yeah, if anything, probably wants nothing to do with you.
Is that camel wearing mascara? No.
Well, if he put mascara on, they'd look amazing, but yeah. Petter would be in touch.
people get very funny about that, don't they? You can't drag up a camel. That's what they say.
Camel coat?
Camel toe.
That would be her name. Camel toe, of course. Camel coat and camel toe. There'd be a double act.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah. And would there show be, I've got the hump?
Something like
getting
that.
The hump.
Yeah, getting the hump. Hump week? Hump day?
Hump day.
They do all energy shows on Wednesdays.
Oh, maybe they have a drag king called Humphrey.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Nice.
Okay. Thank well, listen, you. If anyone wants to use that, you know, you're very welcome to. Just remember it's our IP.
That is our IP, but we will be interested to hear how you develop it out there. Pop that into the old AI. Wonder what they'll come back with.
Do you worry about AI?
Or AI, as I call it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I try not to worry about it because I'm a little bit, well, I know people say you need to be aware of it. It's so terrifying. But I, what can I do? All right, I'm terrified then. What are you going to do now?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think our jobs are safe because I don't really think we have jobs.
I mean, I don't think AI could create this.
No, this scintillating conversation.
No algorithm here. No, it would be like, what? AI would get tired.
Yeah, AI, aren't we?
AI would run out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's geez, it. All that water it's using, it would dry up.
He says, whilst drinking a glass of water.
Swig of water, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. What are you going to pack? And do you pack or does Elf? And how do you pack? Do you fold or do you roll?
I'm a roller, actually.
Same.
Yeah, never used to be. But then I got into it and I've never looked back.
Good for you.
We're only going for a few nights. So, I mean, I'm in two minds whether to just keep it Slim Jims and just not pack that much.
Take an overnight bag.
Maybe.
Take that nice bag that you've got, that nice weekend bag.
Well, that was one of my thoughts, really. Or maybe one bag in the hold between us.
That's a good idea.
Do it that way.
That's a good idea.
Then you can put some, like, things for the evening. I don't know if this sort of said something.
Well, oh my gosh, what are you going to take for the evening? A tiara?
Yes, white tie. Did I tell you we're all inclusive? I didn't realise.
Oh, love a bit of all inclusive.
All inclusivo. Todos inclusivo. I mean, I'm not that experienced with that. I have done it a couple of times, but I'm quite excited.
Yeah, you don't stop eating.
Great.
Yeah, because you go, oh, we'll have breakfast at 9:30. And then all of a sudden it's 1 and you're going, well, I suppose I'll have to have a lunch. And then, but I'll tell you what the thing is with all inclusive. You'll be okay because you're only there for a few nights. But if you do a whole week all inclusive, you do start seeing the same salads. You know, they are different leaves, don't get me wrong. But you do go, I've sort of had my fill of a pasta salad.
Yeah. I sometimes get overexcited with things like bread and then that's a fool's errand, isn't it? Because bread will just fill you up.
My dream scenario in a breakfast buffet is a pancake.
Oh, I like that.
Now, have you been in one of those hotels that has a pancake maker?
I think you say an egg station.
Oh, of course, there's the egg station too. But have you seen a pancake maker?
Yes, I have. That long machine.
And you sort of just press.
I've seen it, but I've never used it since.
Well, of course I have because I use it just as a vehicle, really, for the maple syrup.
Of course. Well, that's what it's all about.
Well, more of a vehicle for sort of tooth decay. But I never really trust it because I suppose they must have to put batter in it at some point.
I'd assume so.
But I wonder how recent the batter is.
Oh, don't think about things like that, Susie, is my advice.
Yes, I wonder how distant the batter pouring is. And then I think, very overprocessed, I imagine.
It's a bit like when I wash my hands in a train, not in a train toilet, but after using the toilet on a train.
Right.
I sometimes think, this facility, how clean is this basin?
And then if you press the button, do you think, well, I know that people will have pissed and not washed their hands. And now I've got clean hands, but a finger that's got someone.
Yeah, exactly. And also sometimes when you're touching the soap dispenser, I think, is that, or the hand dryer sometimes, how clean is that? Anyway, this is another discussion. I don't want to detract from pancake.
The hand dryers, what is that air?
Mm-mm-mm. Where's that air coming from?
Is that just someone going,
well, probably in some places. What's the point? Or my nightmare is, have you ever soaped up and then it's run out of water?
Oh yeah, that's the worst.
That's the worst. You get itchy fingers.
Itchy fingers. Oh my God. I know her.
Walking. Yeah. itchy fingers walking through the carriage.
Yeah. You have to go, I'm so sorry, it's soap.
Yeah, it's soap.
It's not anything disgusting.
Has anyone got an Evian?
Oh, yeah. I would look at you and then people would say, oh, you know Tom Allen, he only washes his hands with Evian.
Evian, he insists on it. Well, I don't mind if people know that. But sorry, we were talking about The Handmaid's Tale,
but we can if you want. Have you watched it? Too brutal for you, I think.
Too upsetting. I couldn't watch it. I told you, every time I walked into the room and my mum was watching it, I just got too upset.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
too upset.
You're not into bonnets, are you?
Well, that was the bit that drew me in. I like a starched bonnet, and I liked What's-Her-Face in Mad Men, but the rest of it, I couldn't...
Yeah, she's very good.
She's very good.
Elizabeth Olsen, I think it is.
Yes.
She's very good, but it is... so horrifically, unrelentingly brutal. And they've just brought out a new one that's about the daughter's life. And we went to put it on the other day and then Alice said, you know what, I don't know if I've got the stomach for it.
Mm.
I don't know if we need to watch. We're actually watching something that we've watched before at the moment, which is...
That's what happens, isn't it? What are you watching?
We're watching The Americans. Have you watched that?
No, is that good?
Oh, it's very good.
What's it about?
Matthew Rhys, Kerry Russell.
Are those four people?
No, that's two people. That's one person with four names. No, it's two people with four first names. And they are undercover. I love this. This is a culture podcast and I am talking about a TV show that ended, I think, 10 years ago.
Hey, don't worry about that.
The rest is...
The rest was entertaining.
The rest was entertaining.
Well, I've been watching Upstairs, Downstairs, so don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, you can let us know what that's about in a minute.
Mm, well, not that far into it.
They are undercover Russian spies that start living as Americans. But they've been there so long that they've got teenage kids.
It's commitment to the part, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? I so frequently will go to bed going, I am so relieved I'm not a Russian spy. Oh. It looks so stressful.
Oh, I wouldn't. Oh,
it's so stressful. Oh, they're worried about getting caught. Then they move opposite an FBI agent who's looking for Russian spies.
Well, without asking for trouble.
Well, they didn't. Actually, he moved in opposite them, I think. Anyway, a nightmare. So then they have to befriend him. I mean, it just feels they were always wearing disguises, which I think is something you'll really enjoy.
Oh, so what sort of disguises were they? Maybe a French detective?
Well, they've got a lot of wigs.
Oh, that's brilliant fun. I like that.
And then glasses, moustaches for the man.
Moustaches, perfect. Mm.
And they're constantly on the grift. Is that what you call it?
What, trying to get away with it?
Yeah.
Drift? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But they're... and it just feels very stressful. They've got to kill people. That's horrid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but... I mean, I would say that the murdering does sort of come second place to the sort of emotional tug that you have where you're going, oh, God, I kind of like these Russian spies. I'm not sure if they're good people. But are they good people? Is it the Americans that are bad? Is everyone a bit bad? That's sort of what I've come to.
Okay, oh, that's the vibe. And who do they talk to about it? I suppose that's the other thing, isn't it, when you say...
Well, they've got a handler.
Oh, Chelsea?
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a steer away from her.
It's a surprise. Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
They have a handler and then they get word from the center, which is Russia.
Oh.
But yeah, it's very good. Got to bang a lot of other people. People you're not married to.
Oh, there's a lot of banging in it.
Oh, there's so much banging in it.
Oh, I never thought that would be the case. God, I'd be so exhausted from all those murders.
Well,
wigs.
But I don't know whether you know a little bit of both.
Mm.
But yeah, they've got to, they often have to bang people for information.
What? So in the middle of banging them, they're like, oh, by the way, where was the...
Do you know, have you got the security code for the information room?
Who was it you were speaking
to? Yeah. I mean, but they might bang them and then like leave a recorder in their briefcase.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Well, Tom, I'm not saying that what...
No, they're
you know,
not nice
you're not watching it for nice people.
No, it's not Songs of Praise.
No.
So they bang them and then leave a listening device in the briefcase?
That sort of thing.
How do they get into the briefcase? What, so they're like, oh no, you go back to sleep, don't worry, I'm just...
Maybe they'll drug them after they've, sort of during bang, mid-bang?
Mid-bang, oh.
Yeah.
Mid-bang.
Mid-bang. Have you ever had to bang someone for information? Or just a suit recommendation?
It's just a recommendation, really.
to go for an afternoon tea?
I don't think I have really. No.
Well, and you know what, Tom? That's good for you.
I'm not, but I'm not a Russian spy.
Well, that's exactly what you would say.
That's exactly what a Russian spy would say, of course. Or any spy, of course, I don't know.
Yeah, they'd say, I've never been to Russia.
No, me neither.
Gosh, that would be a hell of a surprise if it came out that you were...
a Russian spy. No one would suspect it.
Well, not even a Russian spy, but maybe undercover.
Undercovers, more like. Yeah,
well, that's what they should call it.
Undercovers. My new bedding range. Yes.
You should do a bedding range. A
bedding range, undercover.
That's what they're all doing. The, you know, the Millie Bobby Browns. You've got to have all of these different income streams.
Millie Bobby Brown does that.
I don't know if she does it. Oh, it's Holly Willoughby. I always get those two confused. Holly Willoughby has a bedding
thing.
She? They sell it in Sainsbury's.
Okay.
But you know, you've got to have all these different income streams. You've got to be, you've got to have a makeup brand. I just, yeah. I'm just going to continue being a stand-up and a spy.
I'll do a makeup brand then. Well, I could do Camel Eyes. What about that?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of Camel Toe. What about Camel Eye?
Camel Mascara. I think that could work.
Camel Mascara.
And you could have an AI camel as the, on the ad.
Doing a wink. Oh,
doing
yeah.
A wink. Yeah.
That would, because people go, what do you mean Camel Eyes? Like, have you tried it? Camel Eyes.
Yeah. People walking around with these enormous eyelashes.
Enormous eyelashes. Maybe a hump. Maybe a hump as well.
Maybe a hump. Yeah. Oh, my Auntie Bet had a hump, bless her.
Did she?
Yeah, she was all bent over at the end and had a little hump. Oh. She's gone now, bless her. She was old. Oh. She was old, bless her. Mid-90s, I think. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
The decade or... anyway, it doesn't matter. Yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think she went in the late 90s, but she was also in her mid-90s.
My goodness. Yeah,
that's a lot of things to see, isn't it?
It's a lot of things you must have seen.
The sinking of the Titanic, First World War, Second World War.
Edward VII, George V, Edward VIII, George VI, Edward II, five monarchs.
And the Queen.
That's what, that was, did I include it? Oh, sorry, I didn't include it. Yeah, fine. So I didn't say it out loud, sorry.
You didn't say it out loud, so sorry. HRH, a lot of things to see, the invention of the telephone.
Yes. Just that.
Yes.
So many things to listen.
Maybe we're not better in the afternoon.
Maybe. I don't. You were about to say something there and I interrupted.
Oh, I've forgotten it already.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We've got some lovely massages. Yes.
Yes. Some missives.
Some missives. Well, I've had a lovely message here from Tom. Ooh. Good name.
Good name.
Hello, my Lemurfs. Today you mentioned Patty and Selma in The Simpsons. Well, queer culture recognizes queer culture clearly. You may not know, but in the season 16 episode, there's something about marrying. Springfield legalized same-sex marriage and Patty comes out as a lesbian. She gets engaged to a professional golfer. I think the golf thing was playing on a stereotype. Marge was somewhat anti-same-sex marriage while Homer performed the ceremonies. Ultimately, it was revealed Patty's partner was a man posing as a woman for golf reasons, so Patty was left heartbroken and unmarried. I've lost touch with The Simpsons a bit too, but I believe Selma adopted a baby in China. Patty is van love again, maybe. Sadly, the voice actor for Mrs. Krabappel passed away and said they killed off the character in the show. My favourite Simpsons gay... Sorry, not laughing about that. My favourite Simpsons gay-themed episode is Homer's Phobia, where Homer befriends a man not knowing he's gay and then is homophobic. Oh, yes, I remember
this. Yes, I remember this one.
Gay. Homer takes him to a steel mill that later turns out to be a gay steel mill. Nowadays, I think they will have moved with the times without relying on such outdated stereotypes for laughs. So I would hope, but I've not watched for a long time. They've been on for 33 seasons. Bye, says Tom. I mean, I like a stereotype, really.
I don't mind a stereotype, but I do love that email.
I enjoy that. And actually, I haven't listened to The Simpsons for ages, and I used to love it.
It is good.
I listened, watched it even. I used to love it. It's such a treat on a Friday afternoon, I think it used to be.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Dear Tom and Susie, your most recent pod sparked a major revelation in me as to how I may have always felt so set apart from my peers. Your reference to Nans who wore the Heart of Gold brooch reminded me that I used to wear the very same thing on my school jumper when I was 14.
Oh,
that and my now inexplicable penchant for a weekly packet of Fisherman's Friends have led me to the realization that I was a 14-year-old Nan.
Welcome home.
No wonder nobody wanted to be my friend. What a wee weirdo. I seem to be growing younger. I would never suck a fisherman's friend now. Indeed. BT Dub, Tomsy, I'm very proud of you both recently for your writing, your stand-up, and Tom for your turn in a musical, darling. You are wonderful and admirably brave people. Respect. Yours in Solidarige. Solidarige. I like that. I like that. Oh.
Oh.
They're based in Toronto.
My goodness, an international clanger.
An international clanger. And we love to hear that, don't we?
Oh, thank you for that. So much for that. I am thrilled. That is so lovely to hear. And always nice, I think, Suze, when people reach out and are similar to us.
I love it.
I like that. And I like that I was, as is well documented, but very similar to this like-minded friend who, yeah, would have done something very similar when I was 14 too. So well done you. Well done you for doing it. And well done, you know, sometimes as well, the idea of having friends when you're 14. I remember thinking, I'm fine on my own, actually. You know, I did have a few friends by that point, but I still enjoyed my company.
But, you know, it's nice, isn't it, to, you know, to have a look.
To have a look.
And to trust in your, you know, to trust that your quirkiness will one day be rewarded.
Oh, I see, to have a look, like as in an aesthetic.
Not as in like a gander. So
I thought like, yeah, as in to have a look. Yeah, have a look.
Have a look.
Have a look. Well, talking of international clangers, hello from Lilo, New Zealand. I simply wanted to say hello from maybe a smaller demographic of your audience. Yes, a straightie, although an absolute ally who adores the LGBTQI community. In short, thanks for being truly amazing humans, hilarious, kind, and offering something brilliant for everyone. Yep, even us straighties appreciate you. I love your poddy, and as I only recently discovered it, brackets about a year ago, I'm enjoying not only the weekly new episodes, but also the extensive back catalogue. Do you have any particular recommended episodes I should jump to first? Bye. Also, please come to New Zealand soon. Lots of love, G.
Oh, Jean, I would love to...
Just G, as in G, as in the letter G.
I would love to recommend an episode to you, but I honestly cannot remember any of the episodes.
Any, as we know, we have to wipe them immediately.
Yeah.
Because the brain would not hold that weight, actually.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Right, Tom, I must go because I really do need to go and eat my vegetable stew.
Oh, vegetables. Oh.
Like a beanie stew.
The one that Alice was putting on the other day.
Yeah, maybe. We make it a lot.
Is it like a chili?
Butter beans. Cannelloni beans. Bertolli beans.
All the beans.
Lots of veg with some pita bread and creme fraiche.
Oh, what a nice meal.
Yeah, that's me.
I like that. It's in a sort of tomato-y sauce.
Yes, the tomato-y sauce, yes.
Oh, and I bet it tastes better when you reheat it.
Oh, yeah, it does. Second day, nom, nom, nom.
Oh, well done you.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy that. But, well, thanks everybody. And we look forward to being with you again, of course, next week.
We do. And if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week.
Okay, bye dear. Okay. Have a nice time in Gran Canaria.
I will look forward to updating you all about that.
Yes, get those short shorts out.
I will right now. Okay, all right.
Bye. Oh, no, they are too short. I can see. I can see a lot.
You're in my mind's eye.